But as far as an official request, it would need to go through you.
What's the difference between an official request, an email request, or a phone request? They're all considered public service requests by statute.
I think maybe the question is, what requires a PSR to, like your office, say I'm going to use a collector's office because I'm a little bit familiar with it, and the collector's here, she can correct me if a customer comes in, anything that they, and you're across the counter computer and you have the information there, and they ask the, you supply them information that's necessary for the transaction. If they want to, who owns, and there used to be a public terminal there too, they could look up the information. So anything the clerk can do while we're there in the office at that station, they can supply. If they have to do research, go out of the, like, then to be sure you can send them to the clerk's office. They can fill out a PSR and describe what research they're wanting done that's going to require more time, extra duties. And then you notify, is that correct? You notify the...
Well, I don't see a problem with that, because if I get a request and it's something I have stored in the computer,
mm-hmm.
it's faster for me to just email that document to that individual
mm-hmm.
without doing anything else.
Correct.
I also copy either Wesley or Kim, whoever's in the office, mm-hmm. so that we can keep track that I did the request.
Mm-hmm.
And but it would cost me more to actually print it out, fill out the receipt and all that, than it would just to send the email.
So you serve the customer while they're there, if you can do it right there for you.
Well, I think we're good.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
And I think that the important thing is that, I think Donna makes a good point. I think the important thing is if you get a substantial request that isn't easily handed over the counter or over the phone, that's probably where we should see most of those formal PSRs coming through the county clerk's office. Whereas if a taxpayer calls in the collector's office, the assessor's office, the county clerk's office, and they want to know what their tax parcel ID number, or if there's, you know, basic information that can be shared over the phone, or if there's a document that can be emailed informally, I mean, I think as far as serving the taxpayer, that makes a lot of sense. Yes, I think Donna's right. It still technically is a request under the Sunshine Law, but it's the way, I mean, I think it's a matter of the spectrum that you exist on. If somebody requests a lot of records, it probably makes sense so that we correctly interpret the request and appropriately respond to the request that goes through the formal process. But if I call and say, hey, can you give me my tax parcel ID numbers for the property I own in Taney County, you can probably give that over the phone and not go through, fill out the form.
Absolutely.
And go through the whole process. Is that a
or we'll tell them where they can go on the website,
which is free,
the information themselves.
It's already free.
Yeah.
Well, and I think we've got two issues.
It's being stirred up because I was wanting to do a subscription so that the people who are asking us for large amounts of information can get to what they need, and so that our office isn't tied up for that. And the confusion is, when people are coming in and asking for lots of information, you have people that come in and they want all the property around this one lot that they're looking to buy, and they're out of town, and they want all the information and addresses and everything. Yes, we do give them the address, the email address, or the GIS link to get to that themselves, and often we give them information. But some things we need to control. The Corps of Engineers wants information, but they will not reciprocate with the assessor's office. I need a way to address that.
Yeah, I still think, though, the distinction of simple requests versus more involved requests, I mean, it sounds to me like the situation you're describing there, Susan, is it's a more involved request, right, involving lots of parcels and lots of information and probably lots of records. So, I mean, I think that still fits on that spectrum of what we're talking about, if I'm understanding correctly.
But what about, because in our office what we try to do is, if it belongs to the person who's calling, then we ask them, is this your property? We do whatever they ask. We give them what they want. We'll send them what they want. But if they don't own the property, then we're asking them to get a PSR. And we did have an instance last week where a lady came in, and she wasn't quite all all there. And that's a little scary, giving out somebody's address. I mean, I know she could access that at the public library or Tenny Hills Library through the computer system, but it's just a barrier to somebody who, I mean, you don't want somebody showing up on your doorstep offering on your property out of the blue. They have nothing to do with your property. They just found you through our office.
Well, it's true. I mean, the Sunshine Law doesn't require the public government body to answer questions, but as a service to the taxpayer, I mean, if it's a question that can be answered, I think everyone tries to do that. So, I mean, it is subject to some common sense and good judgment, right? If somebody calls asking a lot of information that's not easily conveyed over the phone, then oftentimes you direct them to the more formal PSR request. And I mean, as long as I've represented the county and all the counties I work with, that's typically how it's handled. I mean, there's some common sense and fair judgment that everybody has when you use.
My only concern is when individuals try to charge large amounts of money for a single document. I mean, 610 is very specific. It is 10 cents for a copy plus whatever labor to obtain that document and make the copy. And so my concern is in other departments, if they're charging whatever, some flat rate, that we're going to violate the Sunshine Law.
And maybe I don't know all the facts, but my understanding is typically whenever charges are assessed, that only happens whenever it's run through the formal PSR process through the county clerk's office. I mean, that's the way we, I think,
is. No, they're charging fees in other offices.
Okay. Well, if that's the case,
how? I guess, how do they?
They don't have a bank account.
Honestly, I wasn't aware of them. Mm-hmm. How do they have the ability to? That's an issue that I'm not aware of.
Well, unless it's changed.
I'm not allowing any money to flow through my office.
So you guys don't charge the 50 cents for documents anymore?
No. We send them to you. Because, again, I don't have a bank account. I don't want my employees responsible for any cash. We had a jar of money in there. I don't know what happened or where it came from. Got deposited. But we don't want to have that in the office.
And I don't blame you. That's what the IT department did years ago. They used to collect money. And I don't remember what the issue was, but there was some issue. And so from that point on, they ran everything, any all dollar amounts through our office. They still created the map or whatever it was. But we did the money exchange.
And you know what the statute allows to charge, the 10 cents per copy, and that's a reasonable fee for the research.
Travis, other assessors do charge a flat fee. Lawrence County charges $3 for a property card. Other places charge also. So say that we're 10 cents, that seems fair.
We have to, I mean, above all things, we have to make sure that we comply with the requirements of 610 on the fee. There's a different fee structure for hard copy records as there are electronic records, and I mean, that's one of the things that whenever we get a formal PSR, I mean, sometimes Don and I will talk about that. I mean, she's done it a long time, so she doesn't have a lot of questions about that. She doesn't need me, but I mean, that's one of the things that we always want to make sure is that we're complying with the requirements of Sunshine Law and what fees can be charged. And, so, I mean, that's...
The $3 may be something they establish, like we have our CDs. If we create a CD for somebody, we charge them, it's $4. And then $4, because we've calculated that's how much time it takes us to get the CD, find the information, create the report, download it, and then prepare it for them. So we've already calculated the time that it takes it to do everything, the cost of the CD, and all of that. So we have a flat rate for that, because that's how much. Now, if they ask for something bigger, that's going to take us longer, we have to put it on multiple CDs, and of course we charge more. But if it's just the specific election information, that's our flat rate, because that's what we own. That costs us. So that may be something that they calculated was going to take them that much time to go and find the card, make the copy, you know, and I don't know, but that may be what they're doing. But going by what another county does is not a good thing, because you find out the next thing you find out is they didn't sue.
Right. Well, and the thing is, some of our stuff where people ask for information, we wind up having to go through Ulrich and have him help us make a report.
You don't have to do that. You do not have to create a report that already, or that does not exist already.
Okay.
That is very clear in
So I think we've got, just to be make sure we're clear on a couple things, we've got two issues. One, formal PSRs, and Travis helped me say this better, formal PSRs that are maybe legal in nature, they all need to go through the clerk, just because that that is the formal process. That way we know that everything went through properly. Now, the clerk may reach out to the different departments to get the information, but that's just kind of how it's always, that's how it is.
There's no way we can maintain every document.
Right, right.
The definition of a formal PSR would be one that requires research and effort above and beyond.
I mean,
because if I'm sitting there and somebody wants a property report card and they want an email to them and it's a realtor, I hit a button, send it, and it takes me 30 seconds to do it, which is much like Donna said, it gets to the point of common sense and reasonableness has to be applied to this, I think.
Right, and so I'll take my lawyer hat off for just a minute and say you're exactly right, and I think that's the hard thing is, I mean, I don't think anybody's saying the county needs to adopt a formal policy about where common sense and good judgment comes in. I think you're right. I think that's a good example. If a taxpayer calls and wants a copy of the proper record card, and you can push a button and send it to them, that makes a lot of sense. I don't think that the county needs to be in the business of charging and running through the formal PSR process for one record. Now, if somebody calls and says, I want 30 records over a period of time involving multiple properties or whatever it is, if it's the sheriff's department, they want incident reports, you know, or whatever. You know, there's some common sense there that says, okay, can we easily and quickly respond to this from a taxpayer service standpoint? Or is this something, because we do have a duty under the Sunshine Law to provide records that exist that are responsive to requests. If somebody submits a very complicated request, that absolutely should go through the county clerk's office so that we, number one, identify what it is they're asking for. Number two, that we identify all the documents that we have that exist that are responsive to that. Three, we charge the appropriate fees under the Sunshine Law, and that we respond in a timely and appropriate manner in order to not only respond to the request, but to discharge the county's obligations under the Sunshine Law. So I agree, there is a piece of, I've said it twice, I'll say it again because I think it's true, good sense, you know, good common sense and sound discretion. So, I mean, there is a little bit of a judgment call there about, well, how far, what if they ask for two records? You know, what if they ask for three records? I mean, I don't want to say here, you know, where you draw that line. I think you just have to use your common sense and good judgment about, you know, at what point is it complicated enough, does it involve enough records that we need to make sure that we're doing the right thing under the Sunshine Law to respond to that request.
But this is where it's conflicting. Again, this is brought up all because I was wanting to do subscriptions. We have realtors that are calling in for information. And you know how many realtors there are in Southern Missouri. And so, you know, you're right, we're getting one, two, but they add up. And it takes a lot of time for my people to be working for the realtors. And Brandon has pointed out that we aren't necessarily supposed to be working to do all their work for them, but, you know, why not have a way for them to access it? That was kind of the reason, like I said, why we're going with these PSRs.
Let me say, and Donna, correct me if, and Mona, if a customer does go to the clerk and fill out the PSR and put on it what they're requiring, what they're wanting for the research done, and the county clerk then give that to the elected official, to that office, and it's that office that still does the research. So it's not a time-saving thing if it's you're talking about you're still going to do the work. It's a matter of that you've got so long to answer it and to do the research if it requires research. But the office that it is involving is still going to pull the records and do the work.
Oftentimes, because for two reasons. One, the specific office affected is the one who's most familiar with the records.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, there are probably cases where the county clerk's office doesn't have direct access, even though the county clerk's office is the custodian of records, you still have to go to that office.